Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
ZGN Productions is Chris Hanna's company in El Paso. They make great movies. He's won awards for some of his movies already, like Pitch Black a couple of years ago in 2017. And now he's got this fantastic documentary about Tony Romo out. And I watched it. I thought it was really cool. And I'm not, and I know you are a lifelong Cowboy fan, so your whole life this must be pretty cool for you to do the Tony Romo movie and to have that access. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. What was it like to be able to get that kind of access and talk about one of your heroes?
It was a dream come true, you know, being from a small town in El Paso. Always, you know, had a love for film, for documentaries, and, of course, for sports, football being one of them. I was a Cowboys fan since, you know, day one. But I didn't grow up the whole, you know, Staubach era or Troy Aikman era. Tony Romo was my quarterback when I started, you know, understanding the game to the fullest. So, you know, to get the ball rolling and meet the whole community and get to meet Tony Romo's family and get access and, you know, get to look in the, to, you know, at the man's eyes myself and get to ask him questions that I've been wondering my whole entire life about, you know, his roots and his career and his ups and downs in Dallas and how he got there in the first place and the people around him. Is just, it's been a dream come true. And, you know, I, everything that we've done up to this point, we're very proud of, and we're very excited to keep going with this film and see where it takes us.
Did you have your big event at the El Paso community screening of Now or Never? Because I know that you had all kinds of, there was a lot of hype about it. Did you have that already?
Yeah, we did two sold-out screenings back home in El Paso, Texas at the Plaza Classic Film Festival. Before that, actually, we went out to Burlington, Wisconsin to the latest Tony Romo football camp.
Right.
And we got to hang out with all of them, and we did a private screening with Tony Romo and his whole community and family before we even took it into festival. So that was really exciting to get their final blessings on the film and their, you know, their final endorsement, and for them to really love it and where it's at, you know, entering competition.
Does his family, like his, you know, I saw his dad in the doc a lot about, do they still live there?
His dad, yes. His dad and his mom actually live there, and he still has, I believe both sisters live there, or one of them lives there, but he still has a lot of family in Burlington. And his grandparents actually live in Dallas.
I mean, it is crazy that the story, I watched the film. I thought it was really good. You did a great job on it. You, Nina, Rebecca, everybody that works at your company, ZGN. But I thought it was really cool. So let me ask you, like, it really is quite a story that this kid, he was like, you know, playing soccer. He didn't even care about football. And then the next thing you knew, he had this great, you know, vision of the field, like that. The bottom line was, is that I felt like I learned that he was really, frankly, smarter than everyone on the football field. He could see plays developing. He knew if he had like two or three extra seconds, he could get the receiver open. He would make the throw, the right throw at the right time to the right person, reading defenses. And this is like immediacy from this guy that they noticed that he had a special gift to play football. Like, he didn't even want to play. Is that about right?
Yeah, you know, exactly. When I started making the film, I mean, obviously you think the questions, for me, the main question was, when did you notice your son was going to be the superstar? You know, when did you, you know, every parent has that whole, oh, you know, I think my son could play in the NFL. And I asked Tony Romo's dad that question, and then all of a sudden it was different. It was like, no, you know, he actually started playing soccer, and I wanted him to play soccer, and I was disappointed that he didn't play soccer, you know, because he wasn't getting the opportunity with the varsity team. So it's really crazy that you have these ideas of what you think went on, you know, as you kind of climbed up the ladder to the NFL, but, you know, it was completely different. And I think that that's just kind of cool, is that you really don't know the whole entire story until you, you know, get to the grassroots of it, and you really ask the people that were there since day one. So, but, you know, everything we heard from Coach Block and Coach Ken Hagen, who was his tight end, you know, I like to say he was his Jason Witten,
right,
back in high school. He's still his best friend to this day. So, you know, all the insights of it, he was still the same guy. And, I mean, even, I'm sure, you know, you saw all the B-roll from high school, and you can see just that potential and just that talent that he had, even from high school and the arm he had. But even his dad said, you know, hey, you know, during junior year, they weren't so good. You know, they had to keep working and getting better. And then they were starting to be a contender in the playoffs in high school. So, you know, it goes on to show that not everybody starts a superstar. Everybody has to develop and has the training that goes down for years. And the people that are around you are very, very important because they, you know, will help you fulfill your development going forward.
He was Chris Hanna with us, the director. He's got a documentary out on Tony Romo, Now or Never, a Tony Romo star. So, you know, the kid actually, like, I saw the parts of how in high school, like, he was really good, but they were, you know, it was like he was the only real, he and that tight end were the only real stars on the team. Everybody else was just a normal kid, and that they really were never that good. They got very competitive, and they got into playoffs, and they got into, you know, tournaments, into the state tournaments, but they never, in divisional rounds, and then they never really won at all. And then he ends up going, you know, struggling. I mean, but still, he was a really good quarterback, but, you know, he was dealing with lack of talent around him. And then he went to Eastern Illinois, right? And then, I mean, even there, he won some huge games, but no one had ever heard of him. Like, he didn't even matter. This guy didn't even get drafted. And then to become a superstar, really, like he did in Dallas, where you have stories of Staubach and Aikman saying he was the best passer the Cowboys have ever had, ever, having a guy like Staubach say that. That's just crazy.
Yeah, you're exactly. And, you know, even when we got into his college days, it was like there weren't a lot of downs. He had a great college career. And it just goes on to say that even sometimes when you play at the highest level that you possibly can, you still don't get to where you want to play in the NFL like a lot of people get there. However, it goes on to say that, you know, it was a blessing in disguise, as his coach Berezovich will go on to say in the film, that, you know, everybody has their own path. And if some people walk in through the door wide open, not everybody gets to do that. Everybody has their own ways of getting there. And so it was the case for Tony Romo himself. You know, he went undrafted, and, you know, he still, you know, played, what, so many seasons with the Cowboys in one team and broke all the records that he broke. And it just goes on to say that it's not always going to be the path that most people take. You're going to have your own, but what matters is when you get there.
He said, Chris Hanna with us, the director, he said that a lot of people thought that was the greatest game he ever played was the Green Bay game, where they got, I thought to this day, that the league changed the rule because of that Dez Bryant catch, no catch, whatever you want to call it. I thought it was a catch. I'll never forget that day because I bet on Romo and they covered. And they should have won that game. They got screwed. Yeah. They got screwed. But I thought that it was really cool part of the documentary when he talked about how, you know, basically, in not so many words, that he had to just move on. Like, he just couldn't let it didn't, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. It was devastating. It sucked. But he had to move on in life because, you know, they weren't going to, you know, replay it or give him an award or give him a little trophy or give him any, you know, a kiss or anything. He had to move on in life and just deal with it. And he said he learned a lot of valuable lessons from that. That was pretty cool.
Absolutely. I think that's what has drawn me as a young filmmaker, as a young person in El Paso to, you know, be gravitated towards who Tony Romo is as a person, is that throughout his career, you know, he's had plenty of injuries. He's had plenty of, you know, losses, and he's had the great wins, you know. So everything kind of has balance in his career, and he brings that balance into his life, you know. He really just doesn't stop fighting and just keeps on coming back. And by no means we're saying he's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. No, we're not saying that. But he for sure was, you know, one of the best ones. He definitely brought this energy and just this feeling of just greatness to our organization, you know, in my opinion. And I know we have great players now today too, but, you know, Tony Romo was something great to watch, and, you know, off the field and on the field. And like you said in that part, he, you know, I asked him, that was one of the hardest parts for me, you know, as a filmmaker, having to look at your hero and say, how did it feel not to win the ultimate championship? What everybody's evaluating as a player. of, you know, whether you win the Super Bowl or not win the Super Bowl. And for me to ask him, how did it feel to not win a Super Bowl? You know, my legs were shaking, and I was like, but I got to ask it. I got to ask this question. It's crucial to this film, to this story. And, yeah, you know, it was like I didn't win the Super Bowl, and I'm going to have to live with that for the rest of my life. But I am a fortunate guy. I am the most fortunate person in the world to still be doing what I love, you know, now through CBS and having a heck of a, you know, really great career in CBS. So it really goes on to say that he just moves on and he understands that it's not always going to be what you think it's going to be. But the fact that he's still doing what he loves to this day, you know, in the game of football, goes on to say that he's really made it. And you know, he's inspiring a lot of people out there. So he inspired me.
Yeah, how about his, I thought it was cool, was that his grandma and grandpa on there, the ones, tell me about his Hispanic heritage, that was cool, the stories of they were on there talking about him as well, right? I think I saw that too.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people have, to this day, have told me, oh, we thought Tony Romo was Italian. You know, a lot of people don't know that he actually comes from a Mexican-American heritage, and I actually made my research. I knew he was Mexican-American. You know, I had watched some of the videos with his grandparents when he played and just how adorable they were and how they would wear their grandpa and grandma, you know, jerseys during the game. And, you know, I got, you know, got to ask Tony, hey, could I interview your grandparents? I think bringing the fact that you're Mexican-American and how proud you are of your heritage and, you know, talking to his dad about his parents, you know, loving music and playing the guitar in Spanish, what we call corridos, you know, in our Mexican culture. Like, it was really cool getting to talk to them for about 6 to 8 hours in Dallas and interviewing them all the way from, you know, where they were born. And Tony's grandpa was born in Musquis, Coahuila, which is pretty deep into Mexico. And, you know, from there, went to Nuevo Laredo, then Nuevo León, and then, you know, crossed to San Antonio, Texas, and from there he got to Wisconsin, where he would go on to meet his grandmother, who actually was coming up from, you know, the Brownsville area from South Texas. So,
right.
You know, they're both very proud of being Mexican-American, and they're very proud of their culture, and they've instilled that in Tony's dad, and Tony's dad has instilled that into Tony, and it's something that he carries very deeply with him, you know, the love he has for his grandparents and the love he has for his heritage. And I think it's something that, you know, his grandfather instilled with him, you know, those morals and those values that he's carried, you know, all the way from Mexico.
That's great. It's fantastic. Check it out, Now or Never, a Tony Romo story. Great doc. Great job by you, Chris Hanna, and your staff. Continued success. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. From El Paso, Chris Hanna. Check out his Tony Romo documentary, Now or Never, a Tony Romo story. Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.